In accordance with the Local Government Act, this public meeting is being recorded. The recording will be archived and available on the council website, www.wa.gov.au. Persons attending this meeting in the public gallery may be recorded. Persons participating in the public question time will be recorded as part of the meeting's proceedings. I request all participants maintain a respectful and professional demeanour throughout the proceedings. Any use of profanity, disrespectful language or disruptive behaviour may result in removal from the meeting. Thank you for your cooperation.
I'll have a look if you like, just in case, you never know.
Okay.
No.
3.2, nil apologies. 3.3, leave of absence previously granted, councillor Di Cream. Item 4, declarations of interest. So items 9.3.5, councillor Kay Carter declared an impartiality interest as he is a member of the De Wally Bowls Club. Item 9.3.5, councillor SC Carter declared an impartiality interest as he is a member of the De Wally Bowls Club. Item 9.3.5, councillor S Hilton declared an impartiality interest as he is a member of the De Wally Bowls Club. And item 13.1, councillor S Dawson has declared a proximity interest as he owns property across the road from the Woman Hotel. Item 5, public question time. Response to previous public questions taken on notice. We have nil. 5.2, we have nil. No public, so no public question time. Item 6, minutes of previous meetings. 6.1, the ordinary council meeting, 16th of December 2025. Moved, councillor J. Council, seconded, councillor S. Dawson, that the minutes be confirmed. All those in favour of that action, it's carried 6-0. Item 6.2, Audit Risk and Improvement Committee minutes, 16th December 2025. Neither mover. Councillor S. Carter, seconded. Councillor M. Arms. That the unconfirmed minutes of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held 16th of December be received by Council. All those in favour of that? It's carried. 6-0. Item 7, 7.1, petitions. We have nil. Presentations, nil. Deputations, nil. Delegates' reports and submissions, nil. And item 8, methods of dealing with the agenda will be by a show of hands. Item 9, reports. 9.1, works and services. There are new reports from works and services this month. 9.2, planning and development. A light item will be presented for consideration at 13.1 for planning and development. 9.3, corporate services. 9.3.1, accounts for payment, December 2025. Mover for this, Councillor J. Council, seconded. Councillor S. Hickleton.
No, it all sounds fine.
Yeah. Councillor Hickleton, anything to... No. So I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour of that? Carried 6-0. 3.2, the monthly financial statements for December 2025. Seconded, Councillor S. Carter, that we accept the report submitted. All those in favour? It's carried 6-0. Point 3.3, accounts for payment January 2026. Mover, Councillor M. Palms, seconded Councillor J. Council. You need a query?
No queries.
Anything to add?
Nothing to add.
Put it to the vote. All those in favour of that? It's carried 6-0. 3.4, monthly financial statements for January 2026. Accept this financial report. Moved, Councillor S. Carter, seconded Councillor S. Dawson. Councillor Carter.
No, nothing to comment on.
No, nothing. Okay, I'll put it to the vote. Accept the financial report. It's carried 6-0. I disclose that I have an impartiality interest because I am a member of the Geelong Bowling Club. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
With regards to agenda item number 9.3.5, award of tender 25-26-05, replace bowling green. I disclose that I have an impartiality interest because I'm president of the Geelong Bowling Club. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
With regards to agenda item 9.3.5, award of the RFT 252605, removal and replacement of the bowling green surface. I disclose that I have an impartiality interest because I am the vice president of the bowling club. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Item 9.3.5, award of RFT 252605, removal and replacement of the bowling green surface. So I need a mover. Councillor S. Dawson, just ahead of Councillor J. Council. Councillor Dawson.
I haven't had, hopefully it's done in time.
Yes, that would be good. A large contribution from the Geelong Sports Club, so that's good to see.
I'll speak against that. In that case, I shall put it to the vote. All those in favour of that? Point 3.6, adoption of the 2025-26 budget review.
Funds have been expended, there's a few savings being made, so, you know, it's always good, a bit more money than you think you're going to
have. Put it to the vote, all those that accept that budget review, that's 2, carried 6-0. 9.3.7, financial management review and risk management review. Councillor M. Barnes, second. Councillor J. Council.
No, I was just done. Nothing to add.
Okay, so put to the vote, all those in favour of that resolution, carried 6-0. 9.3.8, request to use the Delany Gymnasium for fitness classes, attended by Geordie Tanner. Mover for that. Councillor, seconded. Councillor S. Carter. Councillor.
No, it's good to see there's a personal trainer in town, and yeah, I wish her well. I hope she gets lots of business.
I've heard a few comments about why they need to pay membership and then $5 per person, and I said, well, they're useful. Need to secure that time slot somewhere, right? $5 per person per class member seems pretty reasonable to have that. So yeah, I think it's all good.
Anyway, put it to the vote, all those in favour. Chief Executive Officer, 9.4.1, surrender of the lease for Pioneer House. Seconded. Councillor Joe Council.
No, it's good to have a finally have an answer in regards to this, and now we can move forward with our own plans. Yes, the building has been utilised for a long time, so just give us options in the future to make the most of it.
I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour of that? It's carried 6-0. 9.4.2, employee and volunteer code of conduct amendments. S. Hickleton, second. Councillor S. Dawson. Councillor Hickleton.
It speaks for itself.
Councillor Dawson, yeah. Not bad. All those in favour of that? Carried 6-0. 9.4.3, new lease for lots 254, 255 McNeil Street, De Wallonie. Mover. Carter, seconded. Councillor J. Council. Councillor Carter.
No, all reports are that the reasonable job. this year seems to have started off pretty good. Lots of staff. And I haven't heard any complaints.
Council, anything to add?
Yeah, the conditions in the MOU, so they can move to 5 days a week and provide before and after school care, which will support a lot of families in the area.
So I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. 9.4.4, Code of Conduct for Council Members, Committee Members and Candidates. New additions in red. Over. Council seconded. Councillor S. Hickleton. Council.
Yeah, just a few updates. Just a little bit really up to the issue.
Motions of which notice has been received, we have nil. Item 12, questions from members without notice, we have nil. 13, new business of an urgent nature, we have one. 13.1, we have nil. Councillor S. Carter, seconded. Councillor J. Council, that we accept this urgent business. All those in favour of accepting that? Carried 6-0. So item 13.1, revocation of notice issued under section 99(3) of the Health Miscellaneous Provisions Act 1911.
Well, 11, that's about how long the scheme's been.
Doors to the public. Mover. Take Council second. Sam Harms, that we go behind closed doors. All those in favour of that motion is carried 6-0. Recommendation there, and we need a mover. Councillor, seconded. Councillor Edmund Palms. Speak to that.
plus of 55, so an offer of 30,000 means shy, we get much more profit as we have to purchase it. So even though we are missing out on grades, we just advertise it for a bit longer and hopefully get some more offers.
Be glad.
Put to the vote. All those in favour? 0. 6-0. So I need to have a mover that we come back from behind closed doors. Move Councillor Escarter, seconded. Councillor Higleton. In favour, it's carried 6-0. Push the button again. So, the next ordinary council meeting will be the 24th of March at 5 p.m. in the council chambers. There being no further business, I will close the meeting at 5:23.